Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you guys make of this story of a former NFL coaching great? There was talk of Bill Belichick going to UNC, and then he kind of squashed all that, right? That it was a giant publicity stunt?
Well, I didn't see the last either. Part, but that's what I think it is. I think it is, hey, can you get my name out there so people know that I want to coach
what
again?
Some people are saying this is. It's a giant publicity stunt.
I think Bo and I had the exact same reaction when we walked in this morning.
You guys think that too?
You want to role play real quick?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
You,
not in a weird way.
You be the player. I'll be Bill Belichick. You're a college football player. I'm the UNC coach. You're my star quarterback. You come in, and I want to set the setting. You come in October because you want to renegotiate your NIL deal. So go ahead. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, hey, Coach, hey, look, man, I was thinking.
Who are you?
12 touchdowns, one interception this year. I think it's time to kind of talk about that NIL money. Maybe you can knock that up from, I don't know, say the $200K I'm getting. Let's go ahead and boot that thing up to about $1 million. What do you think?
We're on to Miami.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. My pocketbook is onto my payment that's due at the beginning of the month.
It's
the Ferrari I'm driving outside. I'm trying to up that game. You know what I mean? Taxes are due. I didn't even know taxes were a thing, and yet taxes are due in a little bit. And I got to make sure that I'm making a little bit more money.
Have you seen the blitz packages at Miami?
Well, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do without me, though, Coach?
I'm
gonna walk out if you don't do the right thing and pay my money.
Just do your job.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I'm gonna quit tomorrow.
Okay. Next man up.
You know what is funny? Because UNLV, Tiff, is back in the it was 2 months ago we were talking about UNLV's quarterback quitting. We were like, dude, he just quit on his team. Hodge and boy, Malik they Williams. Called his bluff. Like, good for Barry Odom. They were like, nah, man, we're good.
Look where they're at.
If you have had the chance, and I did recently, and I've actually sat down with Barry Odom twice at Arkansas when he was defensive coordinator there, and then just more recently at UNLV. He's not that type of coach. If you don't want to be there, bye.
I love that.
And that's Belichick to a T as well. And he's just like, all right, I mean, so we'll just next man up.
In the NFL, Belichick would cut guys like that. And you're not going to be able to do that in college football.
Well, no, the guy will remove himself. Like you said, I'm out of here. And he'll be out, and then Belichick will be like, okay, well, who cares?
So Belichick hasn't squashed anything. These are other reports that are coming out saying it's a publicity stunt. But I will tell you, Andrew Carter, who's a writer and reporter for the News and Observer, so this is in Raleigh, North Carolina, he had put out there that Belichick had blew them away, meaning the UNC brass, in his interview there. And he's told that Belichick's interest is high and genuine. They also feel like it might be unlikely due to his age, is what they said.
You think Brian Kelly's whining about losing players at the end of it with NIL? Just get Bill Belichick in there and see the things that come out of his mouth.
I think they would sound very similar. And that's not a knock on Brian Kelly, but like they couldn't get any D linemen through the transfer portal last year, and their defense was terribly bad. And he was, you know, when they didn't get any through the portal, his answer was, well, we want to build it from the ground up.
Yeah, and now he's like, well, we can't build it from the ground up because NIL and guys are being stolen.
Yep.
And again, this is the one time I'm not killing Brian Kelly. I'm just using him as an example. If you think the things that he's saying to get headlines out of it, imagine what happens with Belichick. And Belichick isn't going to care that your son is only 19. And Tiff, you and I have had this conversation that they're kids. And I don't disagree, but he's going to rip a player. If a player leaves, he will openly, if he's asked, he will not hold back.
Is it weird that I'm cheering for this? Because I just think it would be fun to watch.
Yeah, because we love train wrecks.
If people were saying he wouldn't be able to handle the NFL and how you approach players now, well, I don't understand what would make people think that
he could coach a young player.
Well, of college kids.
I will say this. I think college kids would look at him as a future NFL Hall of Famer and have a little bit more of a level of respect
for
him.
And I hope that they would. Yeah.
I think that it would, they'd be like, they'd be a little more hesitant.